1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Tuesday, July 4th. Always great to check in with Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. She's on the line. Good morning, Calla.
Good morning.
Calla, you had some time away, some time off. Did you get yourself a nice suntan?
More like a lobster tan. My sunscreen apparently was not strong enough.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Well, good to have you back on the air. With lots going on with Stratford Perth Humane Society, we do have a heat warning in effect. So, Calla, I think this is quite timely to talk about the campaign with regards to the animals Hot Cars Can Kill.
Yes, we are always talking about this every year, and we wish we didn't have to, but we still do have to remind people that no time left in a car is okay. Please do not leave your pets in a vehicle. Even if you're running in to grab a coffee, it does not matter. The difference between a few minutes can mean life or death for a pet. When we talk about dogs in particular, their normal body temperature is 39 degrees Celsius, and a change just to 41 degrees Celsius can bring on things like brain damage and cause death, like I said, just within a few minutes. So we never want to receive these calls, and we want to keep all of our pets safe this summer. So please keep them at home or keep them out of those cars.
And as you mentioned, like even with the window down, your pet can overheat in a matter of minutes.
Yes, people will leave their windows down a crack, and that does not give them any relief whatsoever. You know, when you go out back to your car, when you've been out shopping and you get back in that car, it's super hot. And that heat can cause such a difference for pets, especially with dogs when they can't sweat. So we really need to make sure that they're out and they're cool. And even when people say, you know, I left the AC on for them and I left some nice music on, we have seen car batteries die and that people return to their car and their pet's in a state of distress. So please don't do that.
And I know folks are going to ask, if you find a pet unattended in a hot vehicle, what should people do?
So we always encourage people to call local police. You can also call Animal Welfare Services. Those are the two entities that have powers to be able to enter a car to get a dog out. You can also call the Stratford Perth Humane Society because our animal control officers can attend to assess the situation as well. But of course, when minutes can mean life or death, we want you to call local police.
Okay, we'll pass along all the details, of course, on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Some great advice there with Calla James. And Calla, it is, yes, summertime. Any spots available for the Stratford camps?
We still have a few spots available. We have a number of weeks that have sold out. So if you're still looking for summer camp for your little one, we encourage you to register online this week to grab those last few spots. It's going to be a great summer. We have 6 full weeks of camp and then an extra week of our specialty vet camp.
That's awesome. 6 full weeks of camp. That is great and so much fun for the kids. And there's a contest happening, I understand.
Yes, our calendar contest is back. Each year we produce a calendar to raise money for the Stratford Perth Humane Society. And then we also run a calendar contest just before we publish that calendar because we want to try to encourage you to enter that contest, share some photos of your pet, and get a chance to win a space in one of our months in our calendar. So you can head to our website at kwsphumane.ca. You can find all the information there, how to upload your pet's picture, how to send a link to your friends and family to encourage them to vote for your pet and win one of those top 12 spots.
For sure. And the animal shelter is at 125 Griffith Road, Stratford. And Calla, just before we let you go, again, I don't know if we had much of a chance to chat about how successful the adoption event was. And just great seeing all the photos on the, found my new best friend or, first family get together on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, we want to thank the communities for coming out and helping us because we were nearing capacity. With all of these animals being able to find a forever home, that just means that those waiting for help behind them are now able to receive it. So thank you. And if you still know of somebody who's looking to adopt or to adopt yourself, again, you can see all the pets on our website.
KWSPHumane.ca. Calla James. Thanks so much, Calla.